Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Sort of happy Friday. Crazy news this morning. Oh, my God. So I'm riding in, and I've got KCBS on. And out of the blue, they're like, we have an update on the suicide of Anthony Bourdain coming up in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, my, what? I freaking screamed out loud in my car. I can't believe it.
I didn't hear this at all.
Oh, you didn't?
It hadn't happened when I left my house.
So that's what I'm saying.
Or because
I like
reported.
Every morning I get on. That's a, you know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I go
do
pee.
Do you listen to KCBS?
I don't. I mean, I do when I need some, when I need information, but as far as like on my way in, I am rocking.
He's got
out.
A long drive too, so he'll settle into something else.
Right.
Like I just, you
I
know.
I think like KCBS, first thing I turn on before
absolutely.
I leave the driveway.
Yeah.
KCBS is on for traffic, which is what I'm leading to.
Well, no,
what I
usually do now is I am on my Google Maps and I will look at, I'll pull apart the map and find the spot. Like right now, Palo Alto is my problem spot.
Oh, that's weird.
but the last 2 days, they haven't been working on it.
Mm.
So I was able to take 101 last couple, but 101 was shut down early this week. Like closed.
Right.
At the time when I was there.
I don't know if it's like a overnight thing.
Like a road work.
Road workers and Friday. But there's never any road workers out on a Friday.
Right.
Like, you're never going to see that.
Well. I wonder if they just figured the commute's going to be bad enough and they go Sunday to Thursday or something.
Maybe. Or their weekdays overnight shift. You know how crazy that is.
Yes.
We've all done overnight.
We've all done overnight.
Yes, we have.
Fun.
Yeah. But so,
there
yeah.
are no lonelier times.
Oh, I swear it was ruining my life. Like, I thought, I'll never be the same. I'm broken by this. Anyway.
You are.
Right. For sure.
We're still mending from our overnight shifts.
Anyway, I use my phone and the internet and whatever to check my traffic now. I don't even think to go KCBS. But I didn't hear this. Back to Anthony Bourdain, which is what we're really talking
about. I don't know, maybe 4:25, 4:35, the news.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was, and it's so funny because then I was like shaking in the car. Like I just didn't, you know, I love that guy. I didn't really think I would put him up like with Prince or Bowie, who are like, I was trying to think like, who else has like affected me this way? Like I was, it's just so.
Tom Petty affected me hard.
Oh my God.
Like really hard. Prince
it's not affecting me as hard as Tom Petty.
Yeah.
But it's significant. You know, the thing is. The first thing I thought of was my son is the biggest Anthony Bourdain.
Like he is?
Every day, he'll you know he's like, oh, are you watching anything? I'm like, well, I would love to watch Parts Unknown. That's how, you know, I just know that's what he wants to watch. He'll just sit down and kind of zone
absolutely.
Out for a little while
I'm
after
a
dinner.
Fan. Anytime he was on, I
you get
I'm a
sucked
food
in.
Freak fan. Yeah,
he's into food, but he's also into. He was into food. He was into the world.
But he gives history
people.
And the culture, and it's
he's so good. We were just talking about him.
Didn't I tell you the story about the thing I read on him that he ended up making it because of some article he wrote, some random thing that he'd written?
Yeah, that got picked up by.
And
like,
I think his mom was the one pushing it, like. Yeah. Send it over to the New Yorker.
I think it was good.
Was it the New Yorker?
It was about the underbelly
probably.
Of the restaurant
you know
business.
What?
And that led
right
to him
now,
writing Kitchen Confidential.
I'm going to call Liam and I'm going to get a little of his.
Oh, because he's the foodie chef.
Yeah, because Anthony was just here a month ago, something like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I'm going to
dreading
call Liam.
Telling my kid. He's
it's weird
freak out.
Because I've never seen that dude's show. I've seen ads and I've seen him, you know, in photos for different things, promotional stuff. But people I know, like, and respect have all said, oh, you'd love this guy. He's so cool. Like he.
He is. He's no nonsense. Super smart.
And he apparently
smart.
Used to be a junkie, which yeah. I have in common with him. Not heroin, which right. was his thing,
an
but
addict.
It doesn't change the fact that.
It's, I often think about that as I watch him on the show because he gets wasted on that show sometimes.
Oh, he still parties.
Yeah. He doesn't do heroin, I assume. But he still, you know, he'll sit down and he's doing whatever is culturally appropriate. And he's matching them drink for drink. And he's lit on the show sometimes. It's not the whole show, but he'll, you know, he'll be like, you know, looking over at his cameraman going, this dinner's getting crazy. And
that's interesting because, what will be interesting is as this story unfolds, and I guess it's brand new. If you're just joining us, Anthony Bourdain
hung himself.
A lot of times we keep finding out it's people who've quit drugs and alcohol and who found themselves back on it, and right. they end up checking out.
When I heard the news, they didn't say how he'd killed himself. The first thing I thought was, oh God, he
OD'd
on heroin or something. Like he, you know, because I'd known just from reading his book, that, you know, the struggles that he'd had. But it was, oh my God, I'm still just so stunned. I can't believe it. He just seemed like such a well-adjusted person. Isn't that awful thing
really
to say?
Together, yeah.
He seemed really together. Like he had a really clear view and was just direct with people and no facade. It didn't seem like ever. He was just really straightforward and really asked kind of hard questions just out of curiosity. And he would sit and truly care about and listen to people and was, oh, God, I'm really, really bummed. Rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain. I hate to hear that you were so tortured that it came to this. He was found by, he was in France.
Yeah.
He was found by a friend.
Taping, right?
They were. The whole production crew was there. They were doing something. And then I guess he's really good friends. I don't have the guy's name in front of me, but a French chef who's a good friend of his went to go to his hotel room to get him up or whatever and found him unresponsive.
510. I met Anthony in San Francisco a couple years ago. Such a good guy. R.E.P. Bourdain. He sent a picture. They look super happy.
Mm.
You know, I just saw, and I didn't even print it. I in my iPad, I see a million stories, and then they change.
Yes.
The screen changes, and then they're gone.
Right.
Suicide is up by an incredible amount in the United States since 1999. Like, the stat is almost, I think it was 30%.
That's the number I heard, too.
Oh, so you heard that story.
It was, I think I was reading it this morning.
That's staggering.
It is unbelievable.
As a number, a 30% rise in, what is that, not even 20 years?
It's something like the fifth or sixth most common cause of death, or some crazy stat.
It surpassed opioids.
It was 45,000 deaths in the...
Yeah. When I was a kid, this is horrible. My mom had remarried a person. His name was Ramiro.
Oh, Ramiro.
And
Ramiro.
He killed himself.
Oh, my.
While they were married?
He did it while they were married.
Oh.
But he did it. He went to his mom's house. And I don't know the story because I was just a kid. He went to his mom's house in his mom's bedroom and freaking shot himself in the head. Because I guess he hated his mom so much.
Obviously, that is a bold statement.
Yeah.
Good God.
Bleep you. But like, you know, my mom was broken after that. It's like, man. And so as a kid, I grew up thinking, oh, you're selfish if you commit suicide. But no, listening this morning to a health professional on the radio, I was like, please don't think people are selfish when they commit suicide. They're mentally ill. They need help. And so I'm wrapping my head around this Anthony Bourdain thing this morning and just
that seems particularly vindictive.
Yeah, that one
to kill yourself in your mom that you hate's bedroom.
Yeah, but
so yes, mental illness. But
mental illness and people need help. We have that number out there.
We do 800-273-TALK. In fact, Yuzette and I were talking about this morning. It was right when I walked in, we both were like, "Oh my God, I can't believe this happened." Yeah. And she's like, "Let's put this in the studio right now because I never remember it off the top of my head. I guess I don't know the hit song well enough." But we have it right here, and when we mention Anthony Bourdain today, we'll also mention 800-273-TALK, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
Ask for help. It's okay.
Well, yeah, I can't speak to clinical depression, and I don't know what the guy had, but if he was a junkie and was struggling, nothing exhausts your spirit as a human like trying to quit, wanting to be done, and constantly finding yourself back there. And you feel like a rope, like you just, aren't I in charge around here? Mm. Why in the hell do I keep finding myself back in this spot?
You feel like a loser.
And
you
well,
feel
you
terrible about
you
yourself.
You are losing. You're losing the struggle that you want.
You want so much
well,
to
yeah, I mean,
overcome.
You guys were there as I was going down. I'm like, I fought for this career. I love this career and I love my life. My doctor was like, are you trying to kill yourself? Because that's what it looks like. And I'm like, no, I love life. I don't know why I can't seem to get... It's got me by the throat. I leave in the morning thinking I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. And by 11:30, I'm at the liquor store buying a bottle. What the... So, I don't know if he was struggling with that, but a guy who's struggled with heroin addiction probably shouldn't be drinking. Right. Like, as you just told me that, I'm thinking, oh, boy, that's not good news. You know?
Yeah.
I mean...
No, we don't make great choices.
And a lot of guys, I know I remember hearing this about Slash, and I don't, you know, you never know what someone's true reality is. You know, they'll say I'm sober, and then they're like, well, you know.
Oh, I still drink.
But I smoke doobies right. every night or whatever. But he was someone who'd quit heroin and figured, well, I can drink. Mm. And then the drink is the one that takes people down, like,
dude, the legal,
that ruins
the legal
people
drink.
Harder than anything, really. And the detox from booze, they say, is more dangerous than anything.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one they watch people, like, physically watch them so that they don't stroke out.
Mm.
So, anyway, I hope that's...
Right. I don't know what led him to it, but no matter what led him to it, what a loss. That guy was amazing. I am so sorry to hear, you know, and it's actually another of the stories across my desk today was that the Robin Williams documentary that Hooman was talking about is going to be, mm-hmm. I have some information on that. That's about to be released. So we have a trailer for that. But there's another guy that, you know, outwardly you just thought, wow, what an amazing person. And boy, he's got everything. And then to hear that he's got, you know, these, it just shows you never know what's going on in someone's
head. We didn't know about his health.
Right.
Problems,
Lewy
but
body dementia.
Yeah, that's but right, we yeah. did know that he'd struggled with drugs and alcohol, mm-hmm. and we also had heard that tune-up, which later turns out he'd been drinking again.
Right.
And there's another guy in the news, that David Cassidy kid. It makes the
right.
news that
yeah.
he was someone who'd put on a sober, you know, facade,
saying he had dementia.
Which
Meanwhile,
is
that's why you couldn't remember.
Couldn't
anything.
Remember.
Well, that's why there were
drinking.
Videos out there of him delirious on stage. Remember the video?
Yeah.
We're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And that was his story. Was right. I'm sober, but I suffer from dementia.
I have early onset dementia.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. IMDb posted an interview with Henry Winkler, a 7-minute interview. They do these behind the scenes, and so I'm sitting here watching it. And I'm looking at old Henry Winkler, and I'm just, because I grew up watching Happy Days. I love the Fonz so much. That was like my idol as a kid.
He was the coolest.
And there's this moment in the Robin Williams documentary where he's basically starting off doing stand-up, getting more famous, and in the audience is the entire cast of Happy Days and the entire cast of Three's Company. And everyone's just watching Robin. And I'm sitting here watching Henry Winkler thinking of that moment in the film. And so I stop and I go, ah, oh, I miss Robin. I love Henry. And Yuzette says, oh, there's a story coming up on that Robin Williams documentary.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to hear what
so
it
we,
is.
So I go, let's play. Can we play Happy Days? And so we played the song and we sang it together.
And I posted the interview on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you guys want to watch. If you like Henry Winkler. This is for our older audience.
You know, he was also great on, I don't remember his character's name, but he was on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
He was
right.
like the family
he's,
lawyer.
I was telling him
people
he's
know
done
him.
Very well for himself. He's out there. And he was on a show that I was watching for a minute was Psych. And so he's, like, done stuff past the Fonz. I know we think of him as the Fonz. He's directed. He's produced. He's done a ton of things, so. Okay.
He'll be fine.
Says,
no
shockingly,
one-trick pony.
Right. Shockingly sad about Anthony Bourdain. There was a sadness in his eyes, and amid all the intelligence, talent, and laughter.
I agree with that.
We never know the pain of a person may be enduring, and fame doesn't lessen the hurt. May Tony Bourdain be at peace. Hug your loved ones, and let's designate mental illness. It's part of the human condition.
You know, another thing, I mean, again, we're sort of on that speculation because the news just broke, yeah. But as much as you see someone who's on TV and they're on and they're doing their show, there's a dude who travels and probably is alone a lot.
Right.
And in hotels, yeah. Alone
a
lot.
He has a daughter, but I want to say he's
twice divorced.
Yeah.
Most recently, I think he was divorced in 2016.
So you might be someone who could fill a room at a personal appearance because everyone wants to see you.
Yeah.
And yet you might find yourself after
alone.
That
yeah.
getting back to your hotel room and looking at your phone and going, I don't have anyone to call.
Yep.
Just to say, hey.
Yep.
How are you?
Like, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my phone list and I realize none of these people want to hear from me.
Mm-hmm.
Who was
Liam.
That?
Oh, good.
I think we just broke it to him.
Oh. No.
Call me, yes.
You want me to just call him right now?
Well, no, we'll take a break. And yeah, I would like to talk to him, though. So he
wants to talk.
Okay. People are going to want to talk about this. It's wicked sad.
Ron, are from our, not IT, digital department.
Don't look at me.
No,
I get it wrong.
I look at you because that's why I look at you, because I go opposite. I look at you and I go, what Vinny says, the opposite.
Right.
Ron says, Anthony Bourdain story link and suicide number at RadioAlice.com. Thank
All
you,
right.
Ron.
Thanks,
good,
Ron.
Good work.
All right. KLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll have more on the suicide of Anthony Bourdain, and we'll get to some fun stuff, too, I promise. Because you know what? It's Friday all day.
I love this song.
I do, too.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.